This is your Saturday afternoon date with the Duke. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, it is the pleasure of the American Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with the United States Treasury and Mr. James E. Petrillo, President of the American Federation of Musicians, to bring you your Saturday afternoon date with the Duke. None other than America's celebrated Duke Ellington at the piano with his wonderful orchestra. This afternoon, we've got a swell program for you during the next 58 minutes or so, so lend us your ears, and first we're going to hear Caravan, an original with a little Spanish tempo to it. All right, Duke. Saturday afternoon date with the Duke and his orchestra, coming to you from New York. Here's a pretty little thing. It's sort of new, too. I think you're going to like it. It's called Fickle Fling.
interrupt our regularly scheduled program to bring you a special bulletin. Kansas City. President Truman has just announced the appointment of James F. Burns as United States Secretary of State, succeeding Edward R. Stettinius, Jr. This bulletin came to you from the American Broadcasting Company's New York newsroom. We return you now to our regularly scheduled program. Ladies and gentlemen, this Saturday afternoon brings us almost to the close of this current seventh war loan drive, but that by no means means that any of us should stop buying bonds. And for that particular reason, here is Duke Ellington with a very special word for you. Duke?
Thank you. The Japanese are not licked yet. Now they've developed a speedy new type of fighter plane manned by skillful pilots. These new enemy planes are so fast, they can run away from American Corsairs. No, this won't change the final outcome of the war. But it's one more proof that Japan intends to fight to the finish. One more proof that we've got a long, bloody job on our hands. One more proof of the fact that it's going to take billions of dollars for us to crush Japan. So lend to the limit in the seventh war loan drive. The quota for individuals alone is $7 billion. If it means a sacrifice to buy those bigger extra bonds, remember Saipan, Iwo Jima, Okinawa. Remember the men who are over there fighting and dying for us. Then you'll say, all out for the mighty Seventh War Loan.
Thank you, Duke. And now, while you're taking your place at the piano again, I know our folks here and all over the country are going to be delighted in hearing the voice once again of Joya Sherrill. She's going to sing a very delightful little song called The Kissin' Bug.
Kissin' bug. that will put an end to you. And then I hope I'll never, ever love another kissing bug. Kissing bug.
Oh, that was fine, Zoya. You know, friends, one of the greatest old tunes that you'll find in any orchestra's books is Honeysuckle Rose. So here it is, and Jimmy Hamilton with his clarinet, Honeysuckle Rose. Company is sending you coast to coast the music of Duke Ellington and his celebrated orchestra. You know, when they talk of alto saxophone players, well, Johnny Hodges' name is always up there amongst the Big Ten. So here he is, and it's Daydream. Thank you. Johnny, that was very, very pretty. Well, it's a little bit on the tepid side in New York this afternoon, boys and girls, so don't get too excited about this tune, because it's really a humdinger. Here's the Duke's own version of The 1 o'clock Jump. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, during the past several weeks and right up to this very moment, Americans individually have invested more money than the country ever heard of before for one specific purpose. And I'm going to ask Duke to come over to the microphone once again to tell you just what that purpose is. Duke?
Thank you. Friends, somewhere in your neighborhood, across the street, off the block, there's a baby boy named Junior. Junior was born while his father was overseas fighting. And he's never yet seen his dad. All over America, there are juniors like that. And every extra war bond you buy helps to speed the day when Junior's dad can come back home. Those war bonds help to build and ship a steady stream of equipment, equipment which our men must have to crush Japan and end this war. So dig down and dig down deep. The quota for individuals in the 7th war loan drive is $7 billion. You are asked to buy double what you bought before. To many folks, it will mean a real sacrifice, but it must be done to speed victory. It must be done to get our men back home, all out for the mighty 7th war loan.
Thank you, Duke. And now I think it's just about time that we brought into the stage another young lady of your orchestra, Miss Kay Davis, and she's going to sing There's No You. Sorry, Kay, to interrupt you. Ladies and gentlemen, you listen to Duke Ellington's orchestra coming to you from New York. This is the American Broadcasting Company. Ladies and gentlemen, the American Broadcasting Company is sending coast to coast the music of Duke Ellington and his orchestra, and is coming to you this afternoon from New York. At the present time, the Duke and boys are playing There's No You. And now, here's another tune that is quite familiar in the Ellington Library. Little Riff staccato. Riff staccato. Or rather, I'm going to make a little change here, Duke. I think right now we ought to have those four tunes by Billy Strayhorn, don't you think? Come 5:30 in New York. So here they are, friends. Chelsea Bridge, I Want Something to Live For. Marie will sing. Clementine, that's the Duke's own selection. In fact, all four of them are the Duke's own selection of the Strayhorn Library, and number four will be My Little Brown Book. So, Duke, there's four tunes. Chelsea Bridge, I Want Something to Live For, Clementine, and My Little Brown Book. Okay? And just another word, friends, before we hear this group of four, Billy Strayhorn is our special guest this afternoon and is now seated at the piano to play those four tunes. Thank you.
my life, an adventurous dream. Oh, what wouldn't I give for someone who'd take my life and make it seem gay as they say it ought to be? Why can't I have love like that brought to me? My watching the noon crowds, searching the promenade, seeking a clue to the one who will someday.
You buy is a bond for mercy. The Army's evacuation of wounded and sick personnel from the war theaters to this country has reached the rate of 40,000 a month. Each patient in Army and Navy hospitals stays an average of 45 days at $5 a day. Many of these men must rebuild their entire lives, and we must help them do it. There's one reason the quota for the Seventh War loan is so high. $7 billion from individuals alone. But we can't do it. And we will. All out for the mighty Seventh War loan.
Thank you.
with a silver binding. It keeps reminding me of a memory that's haunting me, and some quiet nook I go to its bedhead and peruse this ageless tale of a love that failed to ever become true. On this page is the date of that fateful 98 when I found we were no longer in love. After that, there's nothing more, just a dark and futile door. It checks out the stars above. In my little book, I inscribed your heart love. But since we're apart now, this and that last sweet kiss is all that's left of you.
Gentlemen, four selections written by Billy Strayhorn, and incidentally, they are Duke Ellington's own choices of four of his very best tunes. Billy was at the piano for this afternoon, and thanks very much, Billy Strayhorn. And now here's a little tune that I mentioned a while ago, but we didn't get a chance to do it right then. Ray Nance is going to sing Rip Staccato.
Lose that old legato. we're not playing lotto. Big for grips, no cotton.
Broadcasting Company is bringing you this music coast to coast, and of course, it's none other than Duke Ellington's music. And now, here's one from the Black, Brown, and Bay Suite, one of Duke's originals, a very lovely thing called Carnegie Blues. Carnegie Blues. Now here's Joy Sherrill once again on a very, very fine song, I'm Beginning to See the Light.
Thank you.
much for moonlit skies. I never wink back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on the mistletoe. But now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. Used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark that's a moral on fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to sing the light.
In the fierce war against Japan, our men give their lives. They give their legs and arms. They give their sight. They battle inch by bloody inch for every tiny Pacific island. And they can't let up until Japan is totally defeated. Here at home, we are only asked to lend our money. And surely that's little enough for us to do when we think of what they are doing. So don't flinch. The amount Uncle Sam asks you for. Double the bonds you bought before. Let us be proud to make a sacrifice to support our fighting men. All out for the mighty Seventh War alone.
Well, Duke, it's getting along towards closing time now, and we still have another selection. You know, friends, this afternoon before broadcast time, I asked the Duke what this new tune was all about. I'd never seen or heard of it before. And he says, just tell him it's absolutely mad. So, old King Doogie is absolutely mad. Thank you. so, ladies and gentlemen, we come to the conclusion of another Saturday afternoon date with the Duke. Duke Ellington and his celebrated orchestra coming to you from New York this afternoon, sent to you by the American Broadcasting Company in cooperation with the United States Treasury and Mr. James E. Petrillo, president of the American Federation of Musicians. We sincerely hope that you enjoyed our broadcast this afternoon and the messages from Duke Ellington himself in reference to the current 7th Warlone Drive. And remember, friends, it's not too late, so buy that extra bond tonight. This is Bill Abernathy speaking. Program came to you from New York.
This is the American Broadcasting Company.